Governor Chris Christie recently vetoed a bill to raise the minimum wage in New Jersey for restaurant workers. The bill would have raised the minimum wage from $8.38 to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. Christie said it would be a really radical increase, triggering an escalation of wages, which would make doing business in New Jersey unaffordable. In New York, it's a different story. The minimum wage will rise to $15 an hour for all workers in the next 4 years. And it was the fast food workers who led the fight for 15. In April, they held a massive strike in 200 cities across the country.
We're fast food workers. We're also retail workers, construction workers, child care workers. I mean, just we run the gamut of basically low wage workers who are tired of being treated with disrespect. We're only fighting for what we feel like we need and what we deserve.
Jameer Calhoun is a McDonald's worker. He's a crew trainer. He's been working at the fast food giant for over 4 years. He started out making $8 an hour. Now he makes $9.35 an hour. He says $15 an hour would make all the difference to him and his family.
It's a living wage. It's what I can make so I don't have to worry about feeding my daughter or just having to get help from my family, government assistance, and take 4 or 5 jobs that has me working around the clock and I barely see my family.
They need a $15 an hour. $8.75, we can't support our family, so that we need a more raise, $15, that we are here.
Leticia Pashmino is a McDonald's worker in Jackson Heights, Queens. She's a food service worker handing out fast food meals to customers.
They don't want us to get to tips, so we $8.75. I can't leave. I can support my son, my family. It's too much.
Along with other workers, she is lying down on the ground in front of a Manhattan McDonald's in protest.
If we're going to stay on the floor, we're going to stay and sleep on the floor.
Pashmino wants the right to form a union. According to Jose Lopez with Make the Road New York, the message is very simple.
$8.75 doesn't cut it. At the national level, $7.25 doesn't cut it. Families need to eat. Families need to survive. We want to see 15. We want to see a union.
At the Fight for 15 protests, there are signs that say we see wage slavery. It's the Fight for 15 on 415, says another sign. People are wearing orange t-shirts from New York Communities for Change. Black t-shirts say Black Lives Matter, Freedom Fighters, New York City Fight for 15, Hands Up, Don't Shoot. Jarrell Ware is wearing a t-shirt that says I Can't Breathe. He's a fast food employee. He works for McDonald's.
We're trying to get out of poverty. We're trying to stop police from killing us. We're trying to let everybody know that our lives matter, and they need to start treating us as such.
Then in New York, Governor Cuomo convened a fast food wage board. It recommended an increase in the minimum wage for fast food workers to $15 an hour in New York City by 2018 and statewide by 2021.
Great day for New York.
Harlem Senator Bill Perkins, who was at the wage board hearing.
Great day especially for those workers that so many of us come into contact on a daily basis, and to see them recognized not simply for the work that they do, but for what they need to live affordably in this city. And they are here today in good numbers, and this board did the right thing. And I'm so honored that my city and my community, which might be considered fast food city in itself, Harlem, has now going to have workers that are going to be much happier and obviously are going to be able, hopefully, to afford to live in the community where they work. That's very, very important.
And what about the idea that if business can't regulate itself, government needs to step in?
Well, thank goodness for that. I'm honored to have the opportunity to be in that position and to advocate from that point of view and to make a difference in this community's life. This is a very big deal. This makes Harlem even that much affordable for the community that works in it. So it's a big deal, very big deal. And I look forward to what's looking for other sectors of workers that need the same kind of support.
Like in the airports where there was almost a strike.
The airports are a very good example. And there are those who we have not even identified yet that hopefully by virtue of this success will step forward and say, me too. And if they do say that, Bill Perkins, Senator of Harlem, is located on 125th Street. Please stop by so we can make it happen for you too.
Then public service workers and SUNY employees were moved towards $15 an hour, as were New York City workers. But lobbying from workers and New York State lawmakers continued. In April of this year, Governor Cuomo signed a $15 minimum wage plan and a 12-week family leave policy into law. New York State joined a small number of states to enact this increase. It's estimated that more than 2.3 million people will be affected by the increase in the minimum wage. At the same time, in New York City, workers' issues were gaining attention on another front.
Let's go, NYC, all my union brothers out there. All right.
Build Up NYC, a rally outside City Hall, kicked off the campaign for good jobs in East New York, the Bronx, and all across New York City.
Zone in, good jobs. Zone in,
affordable housing.
Zone in, good jobs.
Khalil Ballinger is with Local 40, the ironworkers union.
My main concern is that when they do affordable housing jobs, or when they do build buildings for affordable housing, a large majority of the time, it goes to non-union contractors. Like, I live in Spanish Harlem. There's a lot of jobs that are affordable housing, and non-union job. I mean, the non-union contractors get it, and which some, most times of the case is that they don't pay the workers the prevailing wage, and they have a lot of unsafe practices, and it's bad for the community too, because you have some big high-rise going up in your neighborhood, and you don't know if the guys that are doing it are licensed or working safe and working dangerous. You know, which is not, it's not fair to the workers, it's not fair to the community. Pollutants could be going in the area, and they could be saying that they've been abating it the right way, and they're not, you know. But when in the union, you can say that, okay, these guys have license, they're doing the proper way of the lead removal, you know, the workers are getting proper health coverage, and they're getting paid the proper wage.
The Build Up NYC campaign is an alliance of working men and women. It includes political action, outreach, ongoing media campaigns, and public actions. Union members will continue to rally as members work to rebuild and protect New York City's middle class. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.